You're very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Well, the build-up to the Munster Hurling Championship starts here, as we'll have big interviews with Waterford manager Davy Fitzgerald and Daisha joint captain Jamie Barron over the next hour. We'll also hear from under-20 hurling boss Gary O'Keefe and minor football manager Michael Murphy. Well, the Waterford hurlers are currently preparing for their Munster Championship opener against All-Ireland holders Limerick on April 23rd. On Thursday evening, I caught up with manager Davy Fitzgerald before training at the SETU Arena. We talked about injuries, Desi Hutchinson and the challenge of Limerick during the course of our conversation. But on a sad week for Waterford sport, Davy started off by paying tribute to the late Craig Breen.
We're all devastated and we want to wish our condolences to all his family, because we actually only had Craig on a call a few weeks ago with us, and what an inspirational man to actually talk to. And he was on to the lads for maybe 45 minutes and we had some chat with him. So we're devastated for his family. Like, at such a young age, to lose your life, it's just horrendous and it's so sad.
Turning to hurling, Davy, what's the latest injury-wise ahead of Limerick on the 23rd of April?
So it's looking like Shane McNulty, Irla and Austin are definitely out. And it's funny, the three of them are very close. Like, they're not far away from getting back, but they won't make that one, I think. Is there a chance they'll make the bench for the Cork game? They might make the bench for the Cork game. The problem is, it's just the amount of time they've missed. They've missed out in training and in action as well. And it's just disappointing. Like, but talking to a lot of other managers around, they're experiencing the same thing with probably a lot of games and your training being intense, probably January, February, March in that area. You're getting a lot of injuries, the same as other counties are getting them. But it's a disappointment. But listen, we'll drive on without it.
Given those three injuries, Davy, what can Waterford supporters expect from your team when they hit the field against Limerick?
Well, listen, we picked up another one or two that I won't talk about just yet because we're waiting just for clarification. We had a match the other night and we just got one or two niggles again, so we're not exactly sure who we'll have. You're going to see a team that I can promise you will not give up. I know there's a certain amount of criticism after one or two games last year, and I know 3 or 4 years ago the same thing was labelled at the boys. These are good lads, and I know that they're going to give 110%, so they are. We spent the whole league trying to figure out what we have, what strengths we have, what type of panel we have. We used over 30 players in the league, which is probably one of the most, and I was happy to do that and see exactly where we were at.
You used a lot of players, Davy, and you had a lot of different scorers during the league. I think you had 23 different players, including the likes of fullback Conor Punty, who wouldn't be noted for his scoring. How important is that in terms of the way you want Waterford to play?
Yeah, so like, it's for the last few years, it's been run the ball all the time, right? If you look at one or two games in the championship last year, and I think there's one game that stands out in mind to me, was Galway in the semi-final against Limerick. They took 27 shots in the first half. In the first half against Limerick, only scored 12 of them. So that means they're shooting from distance. What we're trying to do, and I've been trying to explain this to people for a while, is we're trying to get our varied in our play. Like, some geniuses decided Desi was out in the half forward line the last day, got so much sharp ball, he was far away from goal. Listen, that's part of, we're working on different things. It's not that we're trying to shoot from distance all the time. It's not that we want to give Desi the ball out 70 yards. We're trying to shoot from distance. We're trying to get ball short at the half-hour line. We're trying to get ball deep inside. So we are, there's different things we're trying to do, not to be just stuck in one aspect to play. Now, we're 4 months into this job, and there's some people that said to me, he's only making 4 months into it. I'm making no excuses. We're working on 3 or 4 different aspects of play. And I have to really commend the backroom staff. They've worked so hard. The players have worked so hard. But we're changing different things that we feel we need to change in order to be competitive. I can't help how supporters think or what they think. I really can't. All I can tell you is we're working our backsides off and we're really giving it everything we can. But we're changing different things. And yeah, you'll see something against Kilkenny. The one thing I saw against Kilkenny was our savage intensity. We were very intense. Yes, did we overplay at certain places? We did, but we're trying to get out of that, so we are. And we'll get there. We'll get to where we want to go eventually, which is a good variety in our play, which is not just one-dimensional. We're not just going to run the ball for 70 minutes. We'll be able to vary our play. That's what we're trying to do.
You speak of Desi Dare, Davy, and there was a lot of analysis of his role following the Kilkenny game. I don't think he got a shot at goal in that particular game. But where can we expect to see Desi come to Munster Championship?
Well, it's very funny, Tomás. How many scores did Desi create on that day? How many did he set up? You probably don't know. Have a look again and see, right? Could Desi have pulled the trigger once or twice himself? He could. He knows he could himself as well. So maybe people need to have a look at that a small bit more. Desi will be spending most of his time inside, so he will, but if we feel he's not on the ball, he'll come out. Desi has a license himself to bring himself into the game, so he has players sometimes, if they feel they're not on the ball, they might want to switch to the wing or switch to the centre to get him on the ball. That's fine, we'll do that for a period, but I want to give him a bit more freedom to play, so I do this. You're not stuck in that corner all the time, are stuck in that position that if there's nothing coming in, we're trying to get the ball in, and it's something we've been working on for the last number of weeks, but there is other aspects of play we've been working on as well. Desi will probably start inside, that's for definite, but we'll see after that. As I said to you, it's a work in progress, it's 4 months, we know where we're going, and I expect that we will have a lot of scorers like we've had through the league. I expect to have different scorers at different times.
Looking at Limerick, they picked up another trophy last Sunday, Davy. What do you admire most about what John Kiely has done over the last number of years?
Yeah, John Kiely has, he's a great team with him, which includes Paul and other guys, Angus O'Brien, Alan Cunningham, they're great lads. I know them very well. I've worked with all them guys before. What they've done has been fantastic, but it's very funny. Limerick's first year, and I know Paul was very frustrated and thought about maybe jacking it at one stage. They weren't getting the results in their first year, and the crowd were getting on their back in their first year, but they stuck with it, and it came right for them, so it did. And this is what I've always said to you, it doesn't happen straight away, so it doesn't. And Limerick are a testament to that, and you look at them now, 7 or 8 years later, what's the word, probably 6 years later, I think, just 2017 he took over. And look where they are, and fair play to them. To me, they're one of the best teams I've seen, and that's been straight. We had a decent team in the 90s, and Clare, Kilkenny had an unbelievable team in the 2000s. Now it's Limerick, and they're right up there with any team I've seen playing. They're really good. I'd have massive respect for them. People aren't giving us a hope going out. Would I love to have a full team? I would. But you know what? We look forward to the challenge and have a go at it. The lads are telling me on the way down the car that I think there's nearly an 8-point spread in it. Most of the bookies are putting us that it'll be 8 points plus. That's a lot. And I know the last two games with Tip and Kilkenny, they've won them over 10 points, I think, both of them. I'm looking forward to it, and the lads are looking forward to it. I just would love a 100% fit team, but we're going to absolutely give it everything we can, and we'll try and play the game as much on our terms as possible. I think that's very important, and I suppose if you look at most of the success I've enjoyed, which is a lot more than Clare in the All-Ireland in 2013, it comes with being set up the way you want to set up and not playing it in the opposition's terms, if you can do that.
What would be a successful championship for Waterford in your mind, David?
A successful championship would be trying to get out of Munster. If you can get out of Munster, we're right in the thick of it. Munster's a minefield. Tip probably feel that they've come on leaps and bounds. They should qualify. Cork, very happy with their league, found a lot of new players. They think they should be there. Clare reckon they're right there with Limerick, that they beat them last year, and then you have Limerick, and then we've Waterford. And I value our guys, I really do. And we're 4.5 months into this, and I can tell you for definite they have worked extremely hard, and I mean that. So the supporters out there, and I've encouraged them that no matter what, there's some really genuine people that'll be behind us, and then there's people that's going to knock you, and we just have to go with them punches and roll with them and stay with the task, and we're going to do that. I've always said to you from day one, within 2 or 3 years here, if I feel I can't do it, I'd gladly hand over to someone else, but I'm going to give it everything I have, and I'm looking forward to that.
Just finally, Davey, one of the big stories of the week was the racial abuse that Lee Chin received in a challenge match against Tipperary last weekend, the player that soldiered with you in Wexford. What was your reaction to that incident?
The abuse that Lee Chin got, no matter what, is not right. There's no place for it in sport, in GA, in any sport. There's no need for it. There's absolutely no need for it whatsoever. And in that type of scenario, like, you should be looking at a lifetime ban for whoever does that.
David Fitzgerald, Watford hurling manager. Thanks a million for your time
this
evening.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.